Thank you and good morning. More than 1,200 personnel, more than 100 fire engines, 10 helicopters, and 24 water tenders are assigned to the 7 fires of the Humboldt Lightning Complex, fires burning near Dinsmore in southeastern Humboldt County. The fires have burned more than 3,800 acres and stand at 35% containment. The fires have resulted in 6 injuries to fire personnel and destroyed 4 outbuildings. Evacuation advisories for residents in the area have been lifted. The fires are burning in steep, rugged terrain. The news is not so good for residents in and around the Mad River complex of fires burning on federal land. The Mad River complex has scorched more than 14,000 acres in and around Ruth Lake and surrounding areas. Hot, dry weather has allowed the fire to spread. More than 600 personnel are assigned to the Mad River complex, and on Wednesday, Sheriff Mike Downey announced a precautionary evacuation notice for the residents of 10 houses near Swayback Ridge. In northern Humboldt County, there are fires burning in the Gaskee Ranger District, the Orleans Ranger District, and the Trinity Ranger District. The Gaskee complex has scorched more than 1,000 acres, and a command post has been established at the Gaskee Middle School. In Orleans, 7 fires have burned about 200 acres, but crews have been able to get near 50% containment on those blazes. The river complex of fires east of Willow Creek have burned more than 8,500 acres, and a community meeting was held in Trinity Village to update residents on fire activity and suppression efforts on Wednesday. Mandatory evacuations for residents in and around Denny, Daly, and Hoboken remain in effect. Road closures are in effect as well. Eureka police recovered a stolen trailer on Wednesday after officers contacted a man at the foot of Del Norte Street. Officers found the man attempting to load a couch onto the trailer by pushing it over a cement barricade. The man contacted by officers said he found the couch at 6th and Broadway and that he borrowed his friend's trailer to move it. A check on the status of the trailer revealed that it had been stolen from a business on 5th Street in Eureka, and an employee of that business came to the scene to confirm it was the property of the business. The officer was forced to release the suspect at the scene, but he is known to police and criminal charges are pending. Eureka police also released the latest Most Wanted poster that features 8 people wanted for various crimes. Included are parole violators, a felony hit-and-run suspect, and a man wanted for making death threats. You can view the poster at the department's website. A Humboldt County jury found a Redway woman guilty of a second DUI offense, and she will spend time in county jail as a result of the verdict. 31-year-old Kristen Balbata was pulled over in April of 2013 near Richardson's Grove by a CHP officer. She refused a chemical test at the scene. Balbata also had an open container in the car, and the jury convicted her for DUI as well as that open container. She will serve 20 days in county jail and pay a $3,000 fine after being sentenced by Judge Marilyn Miles. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Jordan Christmas has a crime update from Mendocino County.
Mendocino County Sheriff's deputies assisted wardens from the State Department of Fish and Wildlife as they served a search warrant at a residence in Manchester. The property was located in the 40,000 block of Mountain View Road, and they contacted 25-year-old Kenneth Elder. A search of the residence turned up 18 pounds of processed bud and over 90 marijuana plants, all of which were confiscated. Deputies also located over 200 empty canisters of butane, which were consistent with a butane hash lab operation. Elder was arrested and booked into county jail for manufacturing of a controlled substance, and he could face additional marijuana charges as well. 77-year-old Valerie Morales and 80-year-old Martin Morales were identified on Tuesday by Mendocino deputies as the victims in the weekend murder-suicide incident in Albion. The wife was pronounced dead at the scene when deputies arrived at their residence, and Martin Morales was flown to an out-of-area hospital, where he would later die from his injuries. Deputies revealed that the injuries that the two sustained were gunshot wounds.
Thank you, Jordan. The city of Eureka will close down city streets on Sunday for the running of the Humboldt Bay Marathon. Residents, drivers, and pedestrians alike should be aware that F Street between 6th and Hodgson will be closed, as will Hodgson Street from F through W Street. Chester Street will be closed between W and Harrison as well, and the closure and road detours will be in effect from 7 until 10 o'clock on Sunday morning. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.